Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. Tonight, we have a special guest. We have Sari Craven. She's a mompreneur of Bogginhead. Sari, you with us?
I am with you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Do you like that term, mompreneur?
I love that term, mompreneur, but I have to say, out of the gate, the company name is pronounced Bogginhead.
It's funny that you said that. It's funny that you said that because when we first started talking, I was putting in Boggin. And actually, for the listeners out there, if you want to take a look at her website while you're listening to the show, you can go on www.bogginhead.com. Can you pronounce that for us one more time?
It's Bogginhead.
Bogginhead. Get a grip.
Yes.
All right. That's your tagline.
Yes.
So, Sari, you're a very interesting person, I have to say. I've done research on you, and we had a chance to talk. And besides having successful products out there, you have a passion as an inventor. You just don't stop. And that's what we love about you, right? It just keeps going. And
it's a sickness, Brian. It's when it's in your blood, you don't really have a choice.
Well, it's a great sickness because look at where we are today. We're both on Got Invention Radio talking about all the different experiences that you had and have and continue to have along the way. And I know that there's a lot of listeners out there at various stages of their invention process. And what makes this very, very unique, and it's great to have an inventor, a successful inventor like Sari on the line with us tonight, is that everybody has different ways of getting there, or just actually getting there along the way. There's different parts of the invention process where you may be kind of stuck. And Sari and I together are looking to help you bring your idea to the next level and, of course, to success. So let's hear what Sari has to say. She has some great information for us tonight. I can give a whole presentation on Sari herself, but I like to kind of pass the floor on to Sari. Sari, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a mom of two young sons, and when my first son was almost a year old, I had a need for a product. He kept throwing his cups and bottles out of the high chair and the stroller and the car seat, and I couldn't find anything out on the market that helped fulfill that need for me. So I really sat down and just kind of created it myself. And most of my career has been in the recruiting and human resources field, and I'm still an HR manager today with the Xbox Group at Microsoft, as well as running my company. And that one product has now turned into three out on the market and two coming out this fall. So
That's fantastic.
Quite a journey.
You know, yeah. You could tell the Xbox people that they can make a video game out of how many times or how fast a parent can pick up the sippy cup on the floor and get it back in their mouth. Well, actually cleaning it first.
Right.
But I know that it's something that my daughter is 8 years old now, Alana, and I had the same thing. She kept dropping it, and I pick it up and drop it, pick it up. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. Oh, yeah. A game for who? Us or them?
Right.
So keep going, Sari. Tell us a little bit more.
In 2005, when I had the idea for the product, I had never been in the industry before. I'm in the human resources field. I had no idea how to even remotely get started, and I literally went to Target and bought a $80 sewing machine and just started sewing at my kitchen table. And, you know, obviously, as we're going to talk about tonight, there's a lot of different steps along the way. But the very short version is that I launched my first product out to the marketplace in September of 2007, and we're in 2010, and I've hit the $1 million mark overall, and 2010 sales will be in the $1 million just for this year as well.
Congratulations.
So it's been a very,
very big milestone.
Yes, it's a great milestone. It's very satisfying, and it's really nice to finally financially see the fruits of all the hard work. It's been quite a journey, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners are on right now. So I'm excited to be a part of helping to kind of pass the knowledge forward, because it was things like this that really helped me as a resource when I was learning how to get my product out there.
That's great. And you're still doing this part-time?
Right. So, well, I actually consider myself to have three full-time jobs. I work at Microsoft. I have this job, my company, which really is full-time, and I have a family. I have two kids, two young kids, a six-year-old and a two-year-old. So, yes, it's definitely not a part-time job. I just find a way to kind of make it happen.
That's great. And I'd like you to share your experience yesterday, actually. You had some people at your house.
Oh, yes, yesterday and today. Yes, it's very exciting. Yesterday and today, the wonderful folks at Money Magazine came out to do a very intensive photography shoot with myself and my family. And I think we're crossing our fingers. They said they might have gotten the cover shot for the August issue. So we're really, really excited. It was such a fun experience with the full hair, makeup, stylist, the whole nine yards. So I felt like a celebrity for the day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. So let's kind of navigate along the way and start off with your first idea and what actually happened. I can get an idea of why it came about, but kind of just tell us how it actually happened. When did that moment really hit?
Well, I remember my son was just under a year old, and I actually really remember the moment I was discussing this problem with my husband. I remember exactly where we were, and we just both kind of hopped online and started looking at all the major retailers and online stores and doing searches. And I turned to him and I said, we should totally do this. I mean, nobody's done this. And he never, you know, to his credit, he's never once looked at me and said, are you crazy? What are you thinking? He was kind of like, okay, well, you know, go for it. And even when I brought the sewing machine home, didn't even know how to thread the bobbin, was, you know, at my kitchen table, even when our entire dining room table had all sorts of scraps of different materials on it. At that point, I was kind of considering it a hobby. In my head, I was thinking this is a hobby. And the very first thing that I did after I actually hand-sewed a lot of the first items together was I was a mom of a young child, and I had other friends in the same kind of age group. I just started passing the product out to all of my friends.
But sorry, let me ask you something. I mean, that was pretty brave to go out and buy a sewing kit and all that stuff. I mean, you have to think about that. So when you had this idea, I mean, your son, right? It was your son threw it on the floor and
yes.
You just said, you know what? We need to have something that connects up to the high chair.
Yes.
For those of you not on the website right now, Sari, if you could just give a 2-second explanation.
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
So the sippy grip is essentially a tether for a cup, bottle, or toy. And for cups, it wraps around the cup, and there's a very unique grip material on the inside of the strap that almost suctions to the cup so it doesn't slide up and down. And it's adjustable in length and attaches to high chairs, strollers, car seats, so that when the child throws the cup or if they're learning how to use a sippy cup and they just don't have a good hold on it yet, that it basically prevents it from getting lost and getting dirty from hitting the floor. And what was happening with my son, that was really kind of the tipping point for me, is that I really like to exercise outdoors, and I would put him in the jogging stroller, and 1 minute into my, you know, walk or run, the very expensive bottle or cup that I bought the day before is, you know, way behind me in the bushes somewhere that I can't see.
But didn't your son tell you it was part of your exercise routine?
Right, exactly. He wanted me to just kind of go back and do some laps, right. and that was really more of it became a game for him. We'd be in the high chair and he'd throw it down and kind of laugh and giggle and watch me pick it up and do it again and again. And I realized that it wasn't just that he couldn't hold on to it. I mean, this was, you know, a game. And it actually became a little bit of a safety hazard. I'd be driving in the car and he'd be throwing it. And I mean, I immediately knew in my head what I needed. I didn't know exactly what it looked like. And of course, I'm sure your listeners out there, when they have an idea for a product and they're starting to kind of formulate it, there's lots of different ways they can go with it. And I really just tried to explore all of those different ways. And it was with kind of my mommy group friends that the idea of that grip material came about, because I hadn't had that as part of the product. And they were saying, they were saying, oh, we need something that so it holds to the bottle. I went and I got suction cups and, you know, a little mini suction cups to put on the strap, and those didn't work. And then was my quest to find the right grip material. And let me tell you, that was a worldwide search. I think I know every kind of grip material that is known out there to
you
man.
You have to know. You have to know, especially when you're putting it together. But, Sari, before you even started to do the prototyping with the sewing machine, we have about a minute or so left.
Okay.
What did you do? I mean, you did the search at Target and all this stuff online and all that, but did you do a patent search?
So I, you know, at that time, I didn't, because I'd never, now, of course, being in the place that I am, that is one of the first things that I would do, and that's big advice out there to customers. But I didn't even, I had no experience in that area. I didn't think about trademarks or patents. I just thought, oh, well, if I don't see it, that means that I can do it, which is, you know, not the advice I would give out to people today. But what, as I got a little farther along, I started kind of getting a little bit more wiser to understanding how that works. And I think that when we come back, we should definitely spend a little time on when the right time is to do that and talk to people about that.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. We're learning about what you did and what you could have done differently, and maybe help us as we're continuing on our path to bringing our invention to market. So
right. We
have Sari Creven of Bugenhead. I got it right that time, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's just with a little bit of a New York accent. I know. That's why you're
right. Laughing
at me. You're all the way out west. But we'll be back in a few moments, and we'll be able to I'll pass the phone number when the next segment starts to call in, and you can ask Sari any questions you want. You're listening to Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back with segment two in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need. And each year, they never fail to impress me. Well, they've done it again with the SSD Now V-Series Drive. If you truly want to enhance your system without breaking the bank, then you have to check this out. The V stands for value. This drive is available as a standalone unit or with their desktop or notebook bundle kit. The bundle kit even includes Acronis True Image cloning software. SSDs use less power and have no moving parts. When using a notebook, less power means the difference between finishing a movie on an airplane before the battery dies. With no moving parts, an SSD is more durable to drops and shock. It will improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing life into an old system. When I choose memory or drives for my own computer, I always choose Kingston. Kingston has it all: quality, performance, and price. Go to Kingston.com for more information. Install them in your computer. I promise you're going to love them.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.